This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. New word screwworm was detected 70 miles from the U.S. border. We'll have more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
In light of this news, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is urging the federal government to expedite key parts of their screwworm response. NCBA President Colin Woodall gave an update on the situation.
So this is an additional case of New World screwworm discovered in the Mexican state of Nuevo León, about 70 miles south of the Texas border. And so it's very clear that the New World screwworm continues its march north and once again reinforces the concern that we have in being able to protect our members and our cattle from this pest.
Woodall said that progress can't just stop at speeding up the process of things that are already happening. New technology needs to be tested and developed as well.
Well, we've been very supportive of what the federal government has done thus far, and we've been very appreciative of the leadership of Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins in her announcement of the construction of both a domestic screwworm sterile fly production facility and distribution facility in South Texas. I think the message is very clear, though. We have got to make sure that construction on both of those projects is being expedited just as quickly as possible, because time is just no longer on our side, and we're going to need the ability to have more control over the distribution of the sterile flies here in the United States and to be able to produce our own. I think it also just reinforces the need to ensure that new technologies and the money that the Secretary committed to that are being put to the test just as quickly as possible to determine their viability and their commercial application.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.